Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're all doing well and having a good day so far. So let me ask you first, do you feel free? And I know this is a broad question. Of course, the simple answer is probably yes, of course. But I remember the freedom of riding my bike as a kid. When you first start really riding, it's like I was invincible. And that was, of course, I crashed into another bike, and then I realized I need to pay more attention. Or I remember when I got my driver's license, and that feeling of freedom that I can go wherever I wanted, and I could do whatever I wanted. Now, of course, in hindsight, you look back and realize I was bound by the rules of my parents, the various state laws that you have to follow, and the cost of gasoline. Although, back in 1996 and 97, it was a lot cheaper than it is today. But the freedom that I thought I had was still tied to so many other factors. I was not free in an actual sense. And in Corinth, Paul had to address the real issue of freedom and slavery and bondservants in the congregation. Now, in Galatia, that church, Paul had to deal with the bondage of tradition and desperately wanted people to accept their freedom. We see that in Galatians 5. But that was an argument more about heritage and the sign of Abraham than the issue with that was going on in Corinth. Jesus all talked about freedom in John 8, but that had to do with more of being a slave to sin than to man. And that's what makes this passage a little unique. Paul uses some reverse thinking to try to get the whole congregation on the same page, to think the same way, to understand the same way, that Jesus determines who we are. And so if we're a slave, we're now free. And if you were free, then you're now a slave to Christ, and so you're all in the same boat in some ways. He does this to help people understand that their current circumstances might be traditional or spiritual or cultural, might make things difficult or painful, but we have to trust in Christ in the midst of them. Of course, when I think about Paul's statement in light of the desire of being free from slavery, that's not the answer I would want from him. Yet he says something profound that was needed to be heard by the audience there and the audience now for his advice. We are all bound to Christ. We're all under his authority for eternity. So whatever position you're in now, it's temporary. The freedom we find in Jesus allows us to face the struggle of circumstance today because it redeems the hope for the future. So let me go back to that first question. Do you feel free? Here's what I'd like you to do. Take a moment and talk to Jesus about what he's done for you to set you free. Take a moment to thank him for those things. Next, take a moment to talk to Jesus about where maybe something still has you bound. And if that's the case, let him know, confess it, and ask him for your help to find freedom. Because we need his help, and he's there for us. And as always, we're here to help as well. Talk and pray, and whatever we can do, we will. Just want to remind you, praying for you all. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.